I wouldn't be asking if it was.
No, that's why I asked the question.
and true, which I was waiting to see how the economy and everything was rolling along, you know, so with recordings being.
And when this is done and all of the real estate records and marriage license, everything will be on that on this server.
Yes, everything. All of my records move to this other server.
Okay. Yeah, we can probably call in to him.
Okay.
And then Joe as well. So let's. I guess
we want to. If you want to skip over for a second, let's take care of the other business here, and then we'll circle back to that.
That's fine with me.
Does that work
back
for you, Ms.
Sure,
Jody?
Absolutely.
We'll take care of the other business we have here real quick, and then we'll circle back, and that'll give us a chance because I don't have the number to call whoever. So.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Does that work for you?
Yes.
Okay. Then we'll do
just,
that.
Just as long as we can attend to it soon.
Well, we're going to try and get it done today.
We're working.
That's awesome. Thank you.
If you don't mind while we're waiting.
No, I'll wait here. Yeah,
do you
I'm
mind
good to go.
Having, well, do you mind having Nikki see if, or giving that to Nikki, the the additional paperwork that we don't have?
Run upstairs and do that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So we're going to skip over that for a second, and we'll come back. Our next order of business this morning, we have the Traffic Safety Grant Authorization, file number 24-026, S for Sheriff.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning, Sheriff. With us, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Scott, was Nikki there? She wasn't here earlier. Did you know if Nikki was in the office?
I think she was going up to get information.
There's Joe. Thank you. She was going to go give Nikki some stuff. I didn't know that Nikki was there. I didn't see her earlier.
Commission, on this one, I'm actually going to ask that we table it. I was going over it this weekend again, and the numbers in the application, some of them are not correct. They were entered. Kim entered those based on a report that came from our records management system. And I know for sure one of those is not correct. It says the total number of DWI violations written by the agency. That report gave her the number of 27. I know that's not correct because we had one deputy that's being recognized for over 50 himself for the year. So we had several more than that. So we need to back over those numbers.
Do you want this table to a specific date of next week?
If we can wait till next week, we should have plenty of time to get the numbers adjusted by then.
And so she might have hurried on getting that because we didn't have that information I had requested to have, that normally we have something besides just the one bid. And so she may have kind of hurried in getting that to Nikki.
March 4th would work for me.
Okay, then we'll table the traffic safety.
Move to table traffic safety grant authorization to March
4th, 2024. Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you on that, Brad.
Thank you.
Next order of business we have is the renewal to Advanced Healthcare Services, file number 24-023, S for Sheriff.
So if you'll notice on this, there is a pretty substantial increase for nursing costs. It's about, well, it is $30,000, which equates to $4.58 an hour. And we were just notified that the reason for that is Advanced Correctional is, they're changing some of their policy where we have up to this point, our nursing staff have been LPNs, and they are no longer, they're getting rid of all of their LPNs, and it's going to be RNs. So it should increase the level of service that we get from them. That's the majority, aside from the CPI increase, that's the majority of the increase. They have changed where some of the fees come from. In the past, they paid for the biomedical waste disposal, medical supplies, and TB skin tests, but they've added that onto the annual pool that we pay in.
With them becoming sending RNs as opposed to LPNs, will we have less visits to the actual hospital, or are we still foresee the...
That's our hope. That's our hope, but obviously we won't know for sure until...
Obviously the inmates tend to get creative on whose turn it is to get to go to the hospital.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also, just an FYI, I do intend to, prior to the end of this year, put this and the food service both out to bid to revisit for the next budget year.
Thank you on that statement. I was going to ask my question. I was going to ask this increase. I think you probably already have that. It's about $360,000.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not that much of an increase.
The increase is not that much.
Over prior year.
Yeah.
$43,000 increase from prior year.
Yeah, it's $43,000 increase. It's not a
$300,000. The total contract cost is $389,000.
Oh, I'm just reading Travis's.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think that's what he was basing his percentages off of, those numbers.
Uh-huh. So the prior year plus the CPI, it should be $357,000 is what the contract should have been. But because of the additional $30,000 for the nursing staff and then the additional $3,000 for the
pool. Also had a discount that I guess we no longer qualify for.
Correct.
So there was a discount there that we no longer qualify for.
So the total annual cost now is $389,394.38.
And none of that is based on inmate numbers, usage? That's just,
no, sir. That is not. The food service agreement that we'll talk about next is based on.
But this is based just on the service they provide.
Correct.
Is there any other questions on the healthcare services?
No. Move to approve the notice of renewal of Advanced Correctional Healthcare Incorporated Agreement for the Division of Inmate and Detainee Health Services by and between Advanced Correctional Healthcare Incorporated and Tingley County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business is the amendment number 3 to food service agreement, file number 24-017S for Sheriff.
So on the food service commission, whenever they initially sent us the price increase last year, what they sent us was 8% increase. We contacted them, told them that was not acceptable. And then after some haggling back and forth for quite a while, what they came back with was 5%. I believe the letter from legal stated that all that was allowed in the initial agreement was an increase based on CPI. I went back and looked through the initial agreement. It does state on there on Exhibit A on the price increase, it states that increases beyond the, it mentions using COLA national average as a guide, but then it states in the last sentence, increases requested beyond that limit may require prior approval as detailed above. And I see this as their request for the prior approval. And also, if you see the email that I sent out to you guys, it does, or that I just handed you all, it has attached a statement from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, and it states on there that the index for food away from home actually rose 5.4% over the last year. and they're increasing us 5%.
I did have several questions and everything, but going on this statement from our attorney's letter mm-hmm. and some research I've done, but going on your statement that, and I had stopped to ask when we had went out for bid last, and Nikki just wasn't available right then, but you making a statement at the end of this year?
Yes, ma'am. Prior to submitting my budget for next year, I plan to have it, both of these put out to bid again.
I think that'd be good.
And so I did as well. I did a little backup research on it and went back to when this was bid out in December of 17 and pulled the bid tabulations from that time and to just kind of show the commission where we're at as far as where we're at now
yeah.
from where we started in 17.
Much has happened since 17.
Yeah, much has happened, but at the end of the day, we're at that rate in which the highest bid was before Tiger Foods is now at that level from the variance. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So, I mean, they have been consistent with us over the years. Yes, there's been increases, but right now we are just now at the next bid level from 7 years later to the next person in line on those bids.
But also in the agreement, they're going to let us know within 30 days of the time, and they didn't do that, so they need to kind of...
Yeah, well, actually, they did.
They did?
They did.
Oh, I was just looking at what
we
got.
No, we received their initial notice back in August, and that's whenever they hit us with the 8%, and that's when we started going back and forth.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they did give us that. It's been we've been dealing with them several months, and then it kind of got put back on the back burner, and I believe just forgot about.
In reference to the what you stated earlier about, was it Exhibit A?
Yes.
5.4, and that's all been addressed in private letters to us from counsel.
Okay.
Regardless, I think we're fine with doing it, but we will add. I mean, it's pretty much left with ultimately it's up to us, as we know, as far as if we're willing to go above what we think is right or not right. But we probably need to add a revision to paragraph 2, because the newest one they sent back completely got rid of all references to the Consumer Price Index. So the two options that I think we've been giving are: prices will be evaluated before each anniversary date based on the Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers, all items, food away from home. Or prices will be evaluated before each anniversary date based on the Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers, all items.
I could see that would be important but it's already been stated the anniversary date's at the end of this year and we're going to go out for bid.
And that's fine. I understand. Yeah. But we may find out, we may want to do that regardless.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We may want to have that in there regardless. Mm-hmm. So of the two, would you want to add in there all items, or would you want to do food away from home?
And there's a difference in that considerably.
Yes, in the percentages.
Food away from home was the 5.4.
Yes.
Excuse me. And all items was 3.2.
Well, I think that the agreement that you're looking at was the one that was signed in 2022, correct?
Well, we're looking at an amendment to the food service agreement for December 22nd of 23. We just haven't done it yet.
Okay. Yeah.
It says it'll supersede all respects. I mean, this supersedes everything. So we want to make sure.
I think if we're gonna amend it, we would need to amend it to